I'd like to call the Town of Albion Monthly Meeting to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you to everyone for coming. Does anyone have any questions or comments on the previous monthly meeting minutes from December 8th and
December 1st, the workshop from NOCA, December 8th was the regular board meeting, December 29th was the end of the year meeting, and then you guys had that workshop.
Okay, so for all four of those potential those meetings.
I sent my additions, deletions, and corrections to Amy already.
Okay. Any other? You'll issue an amendment on those minutes, Amy, or you already did?
I already did.
Okay. They're already done. Okay. Can I have a motion to accept them? Can I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm going to change our position here just a little bit and let Paul Baxter from the Tug Hill Commission speak first, because he's got a move on to a second meeting here right away. So,
hey, thank you, Mike.
Sorry,
you should have my report. I guess Mike said he distributed it to you. Tug Hill Commission offices are still operating at an allowed 50% occupancy level, although they're trying to minimize office occupancy to try to prevent the spread of COVID. Governor has extended his executive order allowing remotes and meetings by means such as Zoom, and once again until January 29th. And today in his State of the State update, he mentioned that he thinks Zoom is going to be a permanent part of our life going forward, which I'm sure at least some aspects of Zoom will be, even if after we're once we're past the pandemic. We're still seeking contractors to assist in meeting coverage in the Salmon Rivers area. So if you have anybody in mind who can help with that, keep them in mind, pass them along to us. The Tug Hill Commission conducted a webinar on the required public employer health emergency plans on Tuesday, December 29th. And that is now available on the Tug Hill website and via the Tug Hill YouTube channel. And then last, speaking of the Tug Hill website, in response to comments and suggestions, the website has been updated and reorganized to make it easier to find the information you're looking for. So check out www.tughill.org at your convenience to see what it looks like. And that's all I have for you for tonight.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Mike.
Any questions for Paul? I know you probably couldn't hear very well. I'll touch on what he said just so everybody knows. Is Katie going to take over the meeting pretty quick?
Yeah, I think she's still on her other Zoom call, but I'll stick in here. I'm in here for a while longer, so.
Okay. All right.
And right now it's just you and I still. There's nobody else zoomed in, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, referring to the, I forgot to set the PA up. I didn't have time, so I apologize. I know.
I can almost hear you.
But I planned I had planned to set it up, and I just plain forgot. Just to touch on, probably you didn't hear Paul very well. The Tug Hill Commission offices are still operating at 50% occupancy. The governor's order was extended, allowing the Zoom meeting through January 29th. And for those of you that may not have been here for the organizational meeting, we do plan to continue to offer them each meeting that it's allowed by the executive order. And board members that can attend can participate legally that way. And you can, if you're a resident, you can tune in and watch the proceedings, but you can't participate. You can't comment. I'm sorry? Yeah, exactly.
You said that we were the only ones, right? You and him?
Paul, right now, yeah. Just my computer and His computer is all that's tuned in right now.
I was trying to get on. I couldn't get on.
Really?
Yeah.
Rick had trouble signing on, Paul. He was trying to sign on to it.
Interesting.
I know there were constituents that wanted to use it, and I sent out the email that was sent to us.
Because, I mean, I signed right on. No trouble. Continuing with the Tug Hill, they're still seeking contractors to assist in meeting coverage of the Salmon River areas. They conducted a webinar, which I attended, I think Rick attended as well, on the public employer health emergency plan that we have to come up with for the town over the next couple of months here. And they have updated the Tug Hill website to make it more updated and reorganized to make it easier to find the information you're looking for. So www.tughill.org. Check it out. Yes, I do. Thank you. Okay, we'll move forward to Herb.
COVID-19 is going crazy. So far, we've tested 115,189 people, and the positive active cases we got going on right now. We got 1,144 people has got the virus, and we got 1,654 people in quarantine. And the death rate is up to 55. This is a horrible thing to get. Devastating. Even every community has got it. And, this paper here is about the veterans. The county got an award for helping the veterans. And with the period from last year, from July 2019 to June 2020, they helped 233 veterans get jobs. And the ages of the veterans ranged from 21 years old to 84. So always hope, I guess, for a job. And it was all branches of government, and the county done an outstanding job, and the state gave them an award for it, for helping veterans. The elections, they're going to be closed from the 11th to the 19th. And I heard just a few minutes ago, they might be extended to the 21st, because some of the employees at the Board of Elections got the virus, but they got to shut down the Board of Elections. To the, at least to the 19th, it might be the fires, the 21st, it's going to be closed. And the hospice, they got their mission statement here. I got it out here. Anybody's ever used the hospice organization in the county, they're very good. Unfortunately, my brother John just went through this whole thing. And they were very outstanding people. They come out and they help you, help the family. So it's a good organization, hospice for the Sioux County. And now the school district and the county health department are working together, and they're going to be notifying the Oswego County students and staff who have contact, have been exposed to the virus at their school, may be notified by the school district. Now, the school's going to call up the parents, say your boy or girl's been exposed. He's got to stay home for X amount of days. So they're going to be in a partnership now with the health department. So you get a call from either one, it's going to be valid. And the Fulton County Health Department is offering high dose for the flu vaccine. They still want everybody to get the flu vaccines. And they're going to be offering the high dose for people 65 and older. I don't know if that's you, Steve, or not. But I got the high dose. It didn't hurt. And our chairman, Mr. Weatherup, he wanted to advise that a budget's been adopted for through county at 2021. And the lower genetic tax rate went from $7.69 a thousand to $7.48 a thousand. So your taxes went down a little bit. And if you're 100%, you'll probably see a difference. Some people will see a difference in their tax bill, some people won't. But the county did go down, and every department cut this year. Sheriff department, every one of them is went down, and because we froze the budget, we froze the hiring, we froze all purchasing. So that helped. But so the taxes rate has gone down a little bit. Could be better, but it's better than nothing. And on these reports, like the COVID reports, you'll see that death rate change. Because we've been using the county health, they used the figures that they didn't, if someone died with COVID, they took it off the death certificate. The county was doing that. So our figures were low. So the state says, no, they want you to use their figures. And the reason is if somebody dies in a nursing home, they report it directly to the state. Then the state's got to bring it back to us. Now we're just going to use the state figure. So it went from 6, now it's all the way up to like 55. I mean, the death rate, that's the reason it was a big jump in the death rate. And the doctor, the health doctor, he explained why it went up. So from now on those reports, they said the COVID reports, you'll see it'll say the state of New York on. And Sarah Sunday, she's your aging service administrator for the county. I think I reported in the last meeting or meeting before, but they were gonna cut 20% of the aid. Well, it's been restored. They complained and state of New York went back and restored it 100%. So that's good for the aging in the county. And our county stays at quarantine at 14 days. CDC, they say it's from 7 to 10 days, but the county and the state's gonna stay with the 14. So you're gonna see a difference in that too. Because we got a lot of cases, so the county's gonna keep the quarantine up to 14 days now. They're not gonna change it.
When did that come out?
That come out? On the 4th when I got it printed off.
January 4th?
No, December.
Yeah, because I think I have a more recent one, actually.
This changes every day.
It says it's 10 now. So
it's changing every day. The figures change.
Yep, I know.
They said I printed this out. It's why they recommend you take the vaccine. And it breaks it down according to the age and the if you got diseases and stuff, they highly recommend if you can get that vaccine, take the vaccine. So that's what I got reporting right now. Yeah, these figures change every day. Because I think today it breaks it down into the phases, and phase one has started, like the firemen.
Yep.
I think two of my brothers got it out of Redfield. One's 78, one's, they both got the vaccine. But about everybody in Redfield Fire Department got the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So I think they hit Oro, they hit all the fire departments. Yeah, they wanted a list of all the firemen.
Well, they haven't done ours yet?
Yeah, two guys.
Okay. That's better than not. So that's changed, and I heard today it went from 75 down to 65. So they want, well, maybe that'll come true. So hopefully we get the vaccine.
All these places heard, they say you've got the vaccine sold out and appointments back up into February 20th before you even think about getting it. How do you know?
You don't know. Tomorrow. You're getting one tomorrow?
Sandy Creek Schools.
Yeah. See, it's coming. You just got to hold out.
Any other?
Yeah, I got one. Is there any plans to, right now, the guys in the fire department here had to go to Oswego, had to go to Bonner Street and had to go to Oswego Hospital.
Right.
Is there any plans to try to make it easier to, like, are you all meeting Plasky or?
Well, that's what they're trying to do. Because I think from here in the news today, now that was from the federal government, how long it's going to get down to here. They're only trying to open up like Walgreens, the whole thing, to get the vaccine just like you get the flu shot. But right now, you're right. Bunner Street, the health department, and the hospital, two places.
It just seems, though, to be, you know, more efficient. It would be easier for...
And we never know how many vaccines we're getting. They might tell you you're going to get 1,000, and you might get 500. You know, and so it's kind of crazy to where we're just getting the trickle ends of these vaccines up here.
Yeah. Well, the issue, another issue we have is like we've had a couple of guys get vaccinated, and 3 weeks later they have to go get the second shot.
Yeah.
We're in Central New York in the middle of winter.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you got to drive from here to Swiss on a blizzard.
I mean, that, we don't have a choice right now.
Yeah.
There ain't no choice. I mean, it's going to do it to me.
You, ask that out, yeah.
Well, I think everybody wants to do that, but right now, we're at their wishes.
Yeah.
We can't change it. The governor does exactly what he wants to do, and we're going to be at the end of the food chain. That's about it.
Any other questions? Thank you, Herb.
All right.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, Mike. Paul and I switched out.
Okay, good. Not good, you know what I mean. Okay, move into the highway department. I didn't have a chance to make everybody copies. But the inventory has been started as far as power tools, weed eaters, drills. Sean and Ed have been working on that for the last 2 or 3 days.
Can you have them put down conditions?
Yes. In fact, I...
And so on and so forth?
Yep. Because they did say, well, last night, I think you were still here, they said some of them are in pretty bad shape.
Use the word fair or poor.
Okay.
And a picture.
Yep, they are working on that as well. But I will. They didn't have time to make copies and get everything to me. The drug testing, based on our organizational meeting. They everybody's been done. I do not have all the results yet, but they have been all done. So far, we have no failures.
I think the question on that is prior to.
Yes, I agree.
As long as the superintendent has knowledge of who he's going to hire,
yep.
Send them prior to.
Right. I agree with that.
Does the town pick up the tab if you send a prior employment?
Yes.
As a part of the pre-employment?
Yep.
I couldn't answer that. But if you want to come to work here, I think it's a small price to pay.
Well, he just said yes.
I know he did. Yeah. He's the one who signs the check, not me.
Well, you kind of do. You have to look at him.
Can you get into urgent care somewhere closer?
Drug testing? Yeah. You have to go to the Oswego Health in Oswego. It's a drug consortium. Yes. It's our everything's we're set up there as a client. The NYMER training, we just had Eddie inquire last night as a certain training he could take. There are many opportunities. And that's one of my goals for this year, is to try to get them a little more up to speed on the computer and use some of those trainings. And Rick's got a lot of background and experience there. Maybe he can, you know, have some input there as well and get that going in the right direction. It's been, you know, everything takes time. We're getting there. And I definitely plan to continue to get there. Water trouble at the barn. Aaron, did you get a chance to take a look? Okay. We did talk to Eddie and Sean last night, and they pretty much don't have any water there. So we got an issue. Ted, prior to his sickness, was planning to get a hold of Randy Banks, who we know is retired, but Brock O'Hara, I think, is his son-in-law that's kind of taking it over. See if we can move forward. But in talking to the guys last night, they were kind of saying that in their opinion, the well's pretty much been covered with stuff. So the well may not even exist. Do you know anything about that, Steve?
Well, basically what the problem is where the pipe goes through the wall, Aaron's been on this. The pipe goes through the wall, down into the well, there's a steel elbow there. That elbow cracks from kicking on and kicking off. And that's basically what probably happened now. You're sucking air. It wouldn't matter if the well was covered. It'd be better if it was covered. It wouldn't have a chance of freezing or anything. More likely, it's that cracked elbow again in there. Bert replaced it twice when I was there. Got done once with their Randy Banks. So I would think that's where your problem lies, and it wouldn't take a rocket scientist really to figure it out up there. You don't need somebody wanting to go and take a shovel and scrape the top of the well off and pick the cover off, and you can get a pretty good idea where it's at.
Okay. All right. Well, if Ted's not back in the next day or two, I'll try to kind of spearhead that.
I'll assist you whatever I can, Mike, to go help somebody, but I'm not doing it. With my back, I'll
yep.
Tell you what's got to be done, stuff like that.
Okay.
What's got to be done to help it, but I can't do it.
Sure. Okay. I understand.
Sounds like what they did is they just pushed the spoils over on it, what it sounds like last night anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of what Eddie was saying.
I didn't hear it.
Sounded like the county dumped a lot of shoulder cutting spoils up there, and they didn't probably know where the well was or wasn't marked or whatever, and they pushed it right out there.
I can find it, I'm sure.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably buried deeper than it used to be.
Well, real deep. Can you get down in there where you little excavator thing they bought, or?
I would imagine. I don't know. I don't think we've got that far yet. Since... Okay. I made a note here. We'll definitely get on that because they got to have water. Clearly, they got to have water. I'm sorry?
I ain't going to call me. I'll do what I can do to help you get it done. I ain't going to our tree for snow on.
Do it now. Okay. Fair enough. I wanted to make a note let the board members know how we handled the payment to Tracy for the new plow truck, which we have not made yet because we still don't have the plow truck. So the check is still sitting on my desk. But we took $55,000 from the appropriated fund, DA 9730.6, and the other $153,768.77 from the NBT cashier's check, which was the amount of our bond anticipation note. So the truck will be paid in full. And then for the next 4 years, we will have $38,000 in change payment. I can't remember the exact amount. Everybody's up to date on that. And I don't have any further information. Does anybody have questions that I might be able to answer regarding highway?
Okay. There's no reconciliation I see yet. Are they getting the
I don't think they are. George told me that it would take a while to get that, the guys to do it. So I guess that's going to fall on my shoulders. And I'll be the first to admit I simply have not had time to do it. Dog control?
Well, not much wrong with this one. They don't know everything the way it is. The problem we do have is I called 911 again today about it. They've got us down he is ACO, animal control officer. I get all these calls in the middle of the night. And this morning it was pony running loose at 7:30 this morning, and all down the streets, and I'm calling from here and there, and the sheriff's department got a little buddy for my number on it. I cannot do animal control unless you guys cover the insurance, you know, and pay me the extra money to go that route, or you have to notify 911 if you do not have an animal control officer and stuff like that.
Okay. We need to do that?
Well, the town representatives, the way she put it, would have to notify 911 and the sheriff's department that you do not have a ACO, or I'm going to keep getting calls on them.
Okay. Anything else? Good. Any questions for Steve? Okay, Superintendent of Cemeteries. We had sale of two plots for $1,000, one full burial at $400, and four corner markers purchased at $80, for a total of $1,480 in December. So that is a good thing. It's a bad thing, I guess, in a way, but a good thing to keep things moving. Flush. Mike, you're up, our assessor.
All the preliminary assessments on the AP4 system, and they have reviewed the current assessments. State rep has issued us a preliminary equalization rate of between 100 and 101. So what that's saying is that we're right where we should be, which is the good news. The bad news is that means if anybody comes in and wants their assessment lowered, it's going to be pretty tough, because if we start messing around with too many of them, we're going to go below the 100 level. So we're going to have to keep the line pretty tight. The sales that have come in since I've been done are still escalating. Got to talk with the state now. They're going to have to run the impact notices here so we can get them out late February, beginning of March. And then obviously, Amy better take the month off. I
think she's going to get some calls.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're getting them now. And some people complain that their assessments have, or the taxes went up.
Their star is not on their taxes.
Yeah, and the star doesn't show up in the town and county tax, but they don't understand that. Those numbers will be out. There's no getting around about it. There's going to be some people that are going to be jumping up and down because some of the assessments have changed dramatically, but I don't know what else I can do. I can only do with what the market is telling us and what the values are. Village is going to be one of the ones that's going to take a brunt of stuff because the village assessments prior were pretty low. And obviously there's been a few sales in the village. Some of the stuff on the river obviously is going to take a little bit of a bump up. And then some of the houses that have had some major renovations done without maybe getting a permit needed to have renovation done because they didn't add on, but the houses have been obviously updated. Some of those are going to take some hits. So we'll see what happens. But as far as the board, I don't know what to tell you if you get calls. I think your best bet would say make sure you talk with the assessor and give reasons why you don't think the assessment is correct. I don't know what else to tell you about it. I would stay out of it as much as you can. If there's something that you know and that you want to relate to me, then just shoot me an email and say, hey, Mike, I know this house on the interior is a POS or whatever. Just relay that to me and I'll, you know, make some headway that way. But other than that, I would advise you to stay out of it as much as possible. And between me and the Board of Assessment Review, we're just going to have to take the brunt of it. I can get some sales stuff print off and maybe give you, if you like, maybe give the board a copy of all the properties that have sold over the last couple of years to give you an indication of where some of the numbers are coming from.
I think that would be helpful, right? Yeah.
But the biggest thing you're going to see, the other thing is the double wides. Double wides have just went right. I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, we would have them at $65,000-$70,000. Now they're all selling for well over $100,000.
Wow.
I mean, stuff has just changed dramatically. And not just here. I mean, I'm working, did stuff in Hastings. I had a house in Hastings that sold in 2016 for $174,000 and just sold in November for $240,000.
Jeez.
And it's a 2012 ranch, so nobody did anything to it. It's just the same house. But prices of lumber and everything has went up so much, and you know, stuff is very costly now to renovate or to build new, so people are buying old. The land values here, I don't think that the land people are going to get hurt that much. But, I mean, obviously the newer constructed houses, stuff on the river, the village. And there were some permits that were whatever. And they've been caught up with now. And some of them are going to find out that, you know, we've caught up with them. So, but if you got any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer any.
Well, it had to happen. I mean, yeah. You know, we were down.
I mean, I think you're going to see about an average of town's value probably going to go up probably 30%, 35%. So your tax rate should come down by the same, the town tax rate should come down by the same percentage in the school and the county. But I mean, obviously there's going to be people that are going to pick up a bigger share of that because their values have went up.
Any questions for Mike?
You're going to send out the impact March 1st, correct?
They have to be out right around then, yes. And the impact statement is what it does. It gives them the new assessment, and it gives them a little scenario where it says, well, with this new assessment, your taxes for the previous cycle would have been this. And then we'll tell them whether or not they went up or down. Also, we'll show them exemptions that they qualify for. All your exemptions now will be back up to 100% because before they were at partial. Like for instance, the star was 30,000, but when you're at 80%, it'd only be at 24,000. So all those will be updated to the new numbers. But those, the problem is going to be once they get those, it's, you know, anybody gets $200, $300, $400, $500, $600 increase, it's gonna be some backlash, obviously.
Well, I'm sure that we're gonna have a lot.
Yeah.
You'll have the report out, the things that you mentioned, sales and so on.
We'll go ahead and print a bunch of copies out with everything that is sold to give people an idea of what is sold and where, you know, some of these numbers are coming from. Stuff that's really, it's shocking to me is some of these little 400 or 500 square foot camps on 8-10 acres of land have sold from numbers that are just, you know, $50,000-$80,000 for some of that kind of stuff, and it's like, whew, you know, but it is what it is.
Now the goal, once now we're at 100,
yeah,
we stay at 100, or
hopefully. I mean, I would hope the market would start to cool off, but who knows? I mean, I had thought with all the unknowns with COVID and everything else that the market wouldn't be as volatile as it is now, but it still seems to be pretty. I just was in opening my mail. I think I got 12 or 14 more sales that have happened in the last couple of weeks. Oh. None of them looked too low either.
Any other questions?
You spoke to Mike about last month what we had for.
Yes, I sent him an email. You mean where you wanted a copy of the tax roll? And
yeah.
I'd
do that with the sale.
A copy of which tax roll?
Tax roll is going to be rolled out for next year.
Yeah, that will be made public on March 1st.
Okay. And I'll get a copy of that.
That's what I have to say. Right. I can't start giving it to one person because then there'll be a, when it's made public, I think that's when we should make public to everybody. At least that's what I've always done in the past. We've never given out to anybody before then.
Along with your stipulation of the sale.
Yeah, the sales we can, I can print that those off and make copies and give them to everybody so they have something to look through.
You know, it's nice for you to sit there and say, don't let the town board get involved. Well,
yeah, no, I don't.
Think that's going to happen. I mean, yeah. That's what we're elected to do, is to watch out for people.
Right.
People are going to be hollering and screaming. And they, you know, I had over 30 years with the same DOT, and I think we had one time that I was told, boy, there's more than one. You know, all the rest of the time, you didn't catch up back.
Well, and just to let you know, even to get, when the state comes in and does the audit, said you're at 100, you're between 100 and 101, I mean, even that's a hard thing to accomplish because I'm just out there putting numbers on and I'm not all of a sudden, you know, doing math every time I do put a value on something. So it's, I'm glad that that's where we are. Sometimes you get 105, 106, which sounds like a lot, but then again, it gives you a little bit of leeway. Say, oh, I can trim it by a couple percentage, but when you're at about 101, you're going to have to toe the line pretty good.
Along with that, meeting with people. You know, you mentioned that you wanted to do everything online as much as possible.
Well, it depends on, you know, by mid-March where we are with this pandemic. I mean, the best thing to do would be, if it's still right in the throes of it, is to do phone meetings only. I call them up and go over everything with them on the phone. And if they want a copy of something, we throw it in the mail to them. That's what we did last year in the towns that I did revals for, because that was right during the worst part of it. Well, now I think it's even worse than it was then. But we did all the telephone interviews and worked it out that way. I mean, now the state has also mandated that even people with the senior exemptions do not have to come in to sign up. We're just supposed to rubber stamp them for this year. Let them go through. They didn't mind even coming into the offices. And I have some health problems. Like I say, I'm going into the hospital on Thursday. Have some heart work done. So I mean, I just don't want to be around anybody either. That's, you know, any more than they have to be.
Well, I can understand that. Those people are, a lot of our people in this township are not computer literate. If the phone will do it,
right,
that's great. Some of them are not going to. And they're going to want to see your face.
Well, I think the biggest thing is trying to have them understand where the number comes from. That's, I mean, is when they come in, obviously I have a printout showing them that, you know, this is how we came to this number. In other words, these four houses sold for X amount of money that compared to yours. That's where we came with this number. It is, you're right, it's a lot easier. I mean, I guess the other thing we can do is have put it in room here and, and get a desk and put a shield on it that I'm sitting behind or something like that. And, you know, we'll
sit back there and they're allowed up there, 10, 15 yeah. feet away. Betty allows them to one couple, let's say, men at a time. You have them spaced out. Yeah.
I mean, we did grievance in the one town, and that's pretty much what we did. We would let them come into a certain stop. They had to sit there. And then as they left, we wiped the table down and the next person come in. So I mean, we can do something like that also.
You know, if you can do most of them by phone or by computer, whatever, fine. That's great. But I know that there's going to be some that are, you know,
right.
We're not computer literate.
Right. Country. I agree. There's going to be some that want to, but
yeah.
that's a good idea. Good yeah. suggestion. We can do that.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Mike, my situation that I've told you about with my STAR program, I've done a little background work on it today. Through the county treasurer's office, and you told me last year to call
right.
Albany, which I did. Albany shipped me back to you, which shifted back to Albany, and Albany said I'd take care of it.
Well, this is the issue with Albany, and I called in this morning, and I was not a happy camper. The enhanced STAR from now on is when somebody signs up for it, I have to jump through three hoops to sign somebody up. So what I've been telling them is, call the state, sign in with them, and they're going to send you the check in the mail for that STAR savings versus getting it taken off from your bill. You call them once, you get signed in. They monitor your New York State income tax return every year, and you're good to go. I have people calling them now, and then the people that they're calling, which is the STAR credit hotline, they start giving them advice. I go to the state this morning, I said, why the hell are they giving them advice? They're calling you to sign up. shut the up and sign them in. Well, no, we're supposed to give them their rights. I go, I've already explained all this to them. Sign them up, and that's it. Well, we got to, I said, I thought you wanted to take this over. Well, we still got to give them their rights. I go, you're confusing the hell out of them, especially people over 65. I said, you just sign them in and get it over with. I had one person 2 days ago, she called me four times. She called the state, and they kept giving her this runaround. I said, listen, here's the website. She texted me about 10 minutes later. She signed into the website. She goes, I'm done. So, but I mean, obviously, a lot of people are 65. The website's tough.
Well, I was told today that I don't want to get into any arguments with anybody because it cost me a lot of money to screw up that. And number one is you're supposed to take care of turning over my paperwork for the first enhanced STAR program.
No.
That's told me by three different taxes.
You know, STAR credit, once you're signing in directly with them, I can. But I told you was to sign into the STAR credit so you wouldn't have to go through all the hoops.
Like I will have the paperwork for it. I'll fill it out. I'll sign and ready to go. You'll have a copy. I'll have a copy. And other person will have a copy. I would like to get it done for this year. I'm already stuck with a copy of grant. If you wanted to, you could get that copy bill this year.
Well,
I got
a
email in the county.
Real property director. There is a form you fill out for correction of errors. So I'll see what you want me to do about it.
Oh, you got to put down a court more.
I mean, you said you didn't get the school tax bill. You had to have gotten.
I never got a school tax bill. I never got a tax on month. I didn't get tax.
All right, let's. We got to talk about. You guys got to talk about this personally. This is our town meeting.
Everybody that comes in at my age and he's supposed to do the first tax form and it isn't done, and they get hung like I did, it's not done business. Come on. I want to get it discussed and open.
Okay. Well, you're kind of personalizing it there.
Well, I'm not personalizing it. I want to get the form to him tomorrow, so I'm not stuck next year for this guy. And okay. I would like to see if I couldn't get reimbursed or you don't get it back, which there is a way to get it sworn off pre-tax assessor's voting. I'll work with Mike, I'll be his friend, and do anything we got to do to get it done. But I don't want to be pushed to the back of the bus like I have been in the past.
Gotcha.
And that is telling business as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
You reappointed the man to do the job. He should be doing the job. He's supposed to be doing it. What they told me has to be done. I got a meeting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's his treasurer's office. He's more than welcome to be there with me if you want. But this is the lady in the treasurer's office going to take me through this. I have forms already for me, all done. My income tax return, I got to take my wife's driver's license, my driver's license, all got to be done. You know about all of it, right, Mike? Get this form done.
And that's why to make it easy, all you do is call the number and sign into the state.
I called that number, you know I did. You give me the number,
so call
number,
and call
back to you. So somebody's off your rocker with it.
Nope. All you got to do is call the STAR credit hotline and they'll sign you right in. You right over the phone. You got to go anyways.
I'll have it all ready tomorrow and I'll call you and we'll meet somewhere. I'll drive it out, give it to you, leave it in the mailbox, whatever you got.
I guess. Just leave it in here on the desk. I'll take care of it.
Before your operation?
I have to March 1st to get it in, so it's not and like the current next year.
We're checked on getting that taken off this year, too.
That's why I'm got an email into the county and asking what I should do with it. But the hoops you're jumping through, you call the STAR credit
hotline. That's why I call everybody. Will they give you more hoops to jump through?
No, because you demand, if they don't do it, you tell them I'm talking to the supervisor, then the supervisor, because. But, anyways, I'll take care of it.
All right, thank you.
Okay. All right, code enforcement officer. Is not here tonight, but he did leave me a detailed report. As far as permits, he had two renewals, two garage pole barn, collected $70 in building permit fees, $350 in camper and RV permits, total paid to the town clerk, $420, issued three certificate of compliance, had one formal complaint, and his continuing education credits to date, well, for the total of 2020, were 30. I'm sorry? Can I get a copy of that? Yes. Remind me. Town Justice, I'm going to have a couple of comments before I give the floor to Buddy. We finally heard back from our lawyer just today, about 15 minutes before this whole meeting started. The Bubis situation will be filed in Supreme Court. She will have the paperwork to me this by the end of this week to sign and move forward with that. And on a related note, the appellate division recently handed down a decision that the county must pay towns for cleanup that is applied to taxes. So in other words, this goes to state Supreme Court. Cleanup is property and it costs $5,000. We put it on their taxes. They don't pay it. The county takes the land. The county has to pay the town the $5,000 for the cleanup. And that's been appealed two or three times, she said, and that's the appellate division. So that should be the final say. So that's good. Hopefully it won't go that far, but if it does. So that's the update on the Bubis situation.
Situation, should we tell her, maybe she ought to get a hold of Antonucci and explain the situation with the appellate division. So that way you say, hey, look, have to come in there and clean up, and you're going to pay for it one way or the other. So if you can get it less or whatever, make it happen, it's going to be easier. Or the town is going to come and do it. We're going to put on your taxes, then you'll have to deal with it as such.
Yep.
Maybe it kind of explain it to Antonucci, and maybe he'll have something positive to explain it to his client.
Right. It's worth a try.
It's worth a try. Way it's been, I don't think it's going to be worth nothing, but nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Right. Anything else, Buddy?
No, we're coming back here. Why I asked you to change the audit for the month is because we're going to open back up for court on March 1st for in person, but we're trying to do everything by mail. You see the sign on the door by mail. Affidavits for anybody that wants to misdemeanor, whatever, to the DA's office. Everything is affidavit, and then that's about it. You don't even have to see the person if you don't want to. Other than that, just keeping track of the phone calls and the mail.
Okay, any questions for Buddy? Fire department. I've got Bill's report right here. Monthly call report for December 2020, 23 calls. Total calls for 2020 is 265. The monthly financial review beginning December 2020 check register balance was $40,148.13. Monthly expenses for December were $37,412.06. Checking balance moved to January 21st was $2,736.07. The quarterly review, contract for the year was $108,300. They deposited $98,200 in the business checking, deposited $10,000 in the truck replacement fund. Operating expenses for October were $10,297.63. For November were $2,045.68. And for December were $37,412.06. So beginning balance in January of 2020 was $1,066.62. Deposit to checking from the contract was $98,200. The beginning October 2020 check register balance was $52,491.44. Total quarterly expenses, fourth quarter of 2020, $49,755.37. Amount to move forward into January 2021, $2,736.07. Total number of calls for October was 36, November was 22, December was 23. Questions for Bill while he's right here, or we go on to the lease agreement. Okay, finally, after some work and months, we have a lease agreement on the what's locally known as Shepherd's Pond. Just got it hot off the press. Same conversation I had with Rebecca regarding the Bubis situation. This agreement made this day of 2021 by and between the town of Albion, here and after referred to as the town, a municipal corporation with principal offices at 15 Bridge Street, Altmar, New York, and the Altmar Volunteer Fire Department, here and after referred to as Fire Department, whose principal offices are at 15 Bridge Street, Altmar, New York. Witnesseth. Whereas the town is the owner of certain premises in the town of Albion, located on the northeast corner of the intersection of State Route 13 and Mexico Street, which is also known as Shepherd's Pond, here and after referred to as the pond. And whereas the town currently does not utilize the pond and the pond is excess property owned by the town. And whereas the fire department is in need of and would benefit from the use of the pond for water holding and retention. And whereas the residents of the town receive fire protection services from the fire department and would benefit from the fire department's use of the pond. And whereas the parties desire to enter into a lease of the pond for the benefit of the fire department and the residents of the town, and now therefore in consideration of $1 and other valuable consideration, the parties do hereby covenant and agree as follows. The town agrees to lease and does so lease, and the fire department does so lease the property located on the northeast corner of the intersection of State Route 13 and Mexico Street, which is also known as Shepherd's Pond. This lease shall run for 99 years from the date of this agreement, unless there is a change in personnel for the town supervisor or fire department chief, at which time the lease will be reviewed and renewed, during which said term, the fire department agrees to use said properties for water holding and retention for the provision of fire protection services. The fire department further covenants and agrees to keep the described premises insured with public liability insurance for the benefit of the town at all times during the life of this lease, with minimum coverage in the amount of at least $1 million for any one injured person and $2 million for all injured persons aggregate, and to furnish the town with a current copy of said insurance policy at all times. In the event said premises are not so insured, this lease may be terminated at the option of the town on 10 days written notice addressed to the town supervisor and to the town clerk at the town offices. Every 5 years, the insurance coverage on the premises shall be reviewed by both parties and be adjusted as necessary. The fire department further covenants and agrees that in the event said premises are not used for water holding and retention for the provision of fire protection services, that this lease shall terminate at the option of the town. The fire department covenants and agrees to keep the lease premises in a neat condition. Fire department covenants and agrees that the premises hereby leased shall and may be used only for water holding and retention for the provision of fire protection services, and no other use may be made of the same. In witness whereof, the parties have hereunder set their hands and seals the day and year first above written. Any questions, problems, issues, discussion? Minor details. Okay, I'll have her do it again.
What about the fishing derby?
I'm just going to ask that myself.
Yeah, it says no other.
Fishing derby there every year.
A whole bunch of kids running around there.
True. I would think, yes, I'll ask her.
Doesn't the fire department is the one that's going to handle the insurance?
Yeah, I mean, it'll still be insured.
We're not going to insure it for fishing derby, no.
I'm going to say the same thing, no. All I got to do is, you know, with the kids there and everything else. And
has there been a separate policy for the fishing derby?
Let me do it.
Hmm.
That's a pretty big
fundraiser for the school district.
Absolutely, I know.
Let me ask you, Aaron, where, as a supervisor, is that pond, are you guys legally insured? If the kid, God forbid,
oh, we don't, we didn't insure it for that thing, we just had insurance on
all towns,
right? It was all encompassing, all property.
Yep.
Which that should still be.
It's no different than your four-wheeler thing out here. Right. It's our property, but we didn't insure it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
I'll double check.
In the lease agreement, but the Esposito fishing would be allowed to take place.
Okay.
I don't think that.
Probably a good idea.
The only issue we'd have is, again, it would be one in a zillion. You had to make fire that.
You know, I'm saying there's adults there. Sure. They have
chaperones, they have judges, they have everything. Just at any event. The state stocks.
They'll spell it out.
Right. Okay. Well, we're getting closer.
Like you say, this was under review. Every time the administration changes, supervisor changes, technically, it's 99 years, but they review it every...
Correct.
Technically, 2 years or whatever is a major change.
Yes. That's correct. Okay. So, we won't sign it yet. We'll make some changes, and hopefully next month it'll be official.
In the meantime, we're still going to use
it. Got to do it together.
Nothing changed.
Nothing changes. Nothing.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Noka, Stephanie, you ready?
How much was that, Steph?
$750, so it was like half price. I had my sexual harassment class.
Pass.
But there's nothing really, except they're getting money from all these accounts, and they're using it for pay for the EMTs and stuff.
Bonuses.
Yeah.
Come on, lay it out.
Yeah. Norm gets 2,000 every year, so.
And they keep raising it, but they give them a bonus. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Any questions for Stephanie? All
right.
Amy, town clerk.
Ever asked wondering if you're backwards?
Yeah. Can you make a note? They were going to answer a question for us regarding. The difference between what they had put on the report that they give to us and what the Tug Hill Commission report says their expenses are, their cost per town is, and they never got back to us on why there's a difference there.
Yeah, they never got back to me to tell me why I wasn't the one that wanted
it. All right, well, I'll contact them. And if you think of it, you can too at your next meeting.
For December, I cut in and dispersed a total of $726. I issued 12 dog licenses, 11 renewals, and one original. I canceled 3 dog licenses. One was rehomed and 2 had died. And also issued 15 certified death certificates. That was for 2 different deaths. I sent out 22 dog license renewals for January. Like dog licenses in December, and he was over 15. A lot of them is because of rabies. They can't get the dogs in. Entered 2 building permits for renewal and 9 camper permits. And as of the 31st of December, December, my base cash is at $25.
Any questions for Amy?
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, supervisor's report. General money market interest $254.08. Justice fees and fines for November $2,904. Building and junkyard permits $739. Other compensation for loss $476.19. Mortgage tax from the county, $14,196.99. Our AIM payment came in, $12,621. Dog licenses, $17.50, for a total of $31,208.76. In the highway money market, the interest was $14.27. Our bond anticipation note deposit, $153,768, and that should be 77 cents. And the 2020 amount to be raised by tax, which I had mentioned that I forgot to add it back in March, was $340,530, for a total of $494,312.27. Disbursements from the general money market. Biweekly payroll 25 was $2,322.32. Number 26, $2,321.79. And 27, $2,749.60. Abstract number 12, $14,123.08. Comptroller fees for October and November were $2,723. If you want to note that, I had left it blank on your copies because I didn't have that with me last night when I made this. General pay number 12, $7,174.88. Teamster Health and Hospital, $3,053.40. And abstract 12A, which was our end of the year, was $9,398.46. For a total of $41,143.53. In the highway money market, highway biweekly payroll number 25 was $5,871.48. 26, $7,851.78. 27, $8,276.83. Abstract number 12 was $25,358.63. And abstract 12A, which was the end of the year, was $55,984.61. 55,000 of that, of course, was the payment for the truck, for a total of $103,343.33. Our account balances as of 12/31/20, general money market, $1,407,827.06. General checking, $44,381.20. Highway money market, $420,322.55. Highway checking, $91,965.09. Trust and agency, $24,963.86. Cemetery, $165,317.23. For a total of $2,154,776.99. Questions? Comments? Motion to accept?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Resolution number 34 of 2020 will take some explanation. Laird Petrie is becoming my best friend in the world. We had our end of the year meeting on the 29th, and payroll was the 30th. And I made the foolish assumption that we would have enough money in account number DA 5142.1 to pay the payroll. As it turned out, it was $2,105.14 short. So I wrote a resolution, and then in talking to Aaron and myself, I knew, I'm like, well, we're already into January of the next year. How can I possibly do this? So I emailed Laird, and he said, since you have the same board that you had in 2020, you can write a retroactive resolution to cover that because it's the same board that approved the new budget and was in effect with the old budget. So you're just amending your appropriations for that. So thank goodness for that, because I didn't know what I was going to do otherwise. So long story short, resolution number 34 of 2020, transfer of funds. Be it resolved, the town board of the town of LBN, Oswego County, New York, at a special, sorry, should be at the regular meeting. Regular meeting of said board on the 12th day of January, 2021, as follows. Whereas the town of Albion Town Board has found it necessary for the fiscal accuracy of the town to make a certain transfer of money and raise the amount originally appropriated. Now, therefore, the budget appropriated in the following account, DA 5142.1, snow removal PS, is to be raised $2,105.14, and said funds are to be transferred from account DA 5142.4, snow removal CE, dated this 12th day of January, 2021. Questions?
You know how many times we did that last year? They raised personal services.
That was the only time.
That is?
Yep. Could I have a motion to accept?
Motion.
Second? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to the general bills, audit of the general bills.
Number 7, what did we get? From the cemetery.
Gas. Tractor gas.
Tractor gas.
Sorry. Yep.
You mean diesel or gas? I didn't see it on there, but I didn't look that close.
That was... Jesse's the one that signed for it. I have the receipt right in there. Hang on.
I thought it was right there.
It is, but I have an actual receipt.
That was in 1 gallon.
What?
1 gallon. That's his John Hancock and Swerve Tractor.
Diesel one, right?
Yep.
Okay. Was it 1 gallon then, was it?
Yeah. Well. Wouldn't be $9 a gallon.
I hope not. I hope that Aaron's not making that much money on us. Ask him to be a little bit more.
Right, absolutely. They don't have the forms yet. Okay. So.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Highway. Questions?
No, I got to say no to 4, 6, and 7. Unless you had the explanation from what they actually went on and what they actually were.
Number 4, parts for the service of Danny, your long list of time in the bill itself. The amount of 4, 6, new charging.
Yeah, not reconciled.
And 7, that was a bill that we didn't submit.
I'll make the motion to pay other than 4, 6, and 7.
You guys have questions or problems?
I make a motion to pay all bills.
I have a second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Can you note that Rick does not approve 4, 6, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
I will try to get some better details on those, Rick. And I, to be straight up, I might need your help to reconcile that, you know, once I get the fuel bill, because I don't really know how to do that. He's got to go back in there, don't they?
We've got everybody here. I was wondering, Carl Anson's award.
The plaque?
The plaque. It's probably lacking money and the award of the flavor.
Yes, I have investigated. We're kind of moving ahead a little bit here, but we can talk about it. I have $40 left. I have been to Ted's. And it would be to get a nice plaque between $60 and $100. And, you know, I'll go ahead and do that. But like I said, I have $40 right now, and I have another 20 pledged from Vern, which would bring us up to 60. So,
all right. Mike, as Carl Anson was a former member of the fire department.
Sure.
And if you need any more from me, let me know.
Okay. We'll do. I will get that taken care of this week, and maybe hopefully next month we can have Mary come down.
She talked to me.
Okay.
Excuse me? It's a plaque. Just a plaque.
Right. You know,
being a legislator, fireman, and town board member.
You know, thankfully, it's not often that someone dies in office, and you know, he probably should be recognized for the dedication that he had.
Thanks for taking care of that, by the way.
Yep.
And by the way, just Mary will come down, and what I was thinking was we could have the board present it to her,
mm-hmm.
and maybe get some pictures. Bill, maybe you would. You know, on behalf of the fire department, you're part of that picture. And so
sure.
I think it'd be nice.
Okay. I'll try to make sure I get that
just
done.
Just let
before
me know when.
Yep.
And I'll tell her to come down.
Okay. I need a motion to quickly go into executive session to discuss medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person.
Motion.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
All right.
All right. I invite Aaron to come with us too.
Fowler?
He was out.
I was coming down and I saw something dark shape, you know, and he was just outside of the street light. It was him. He said he was sitting on a horse in front. It was just in front of the chemist. So then he turns back. So by the time I park, get out of my car, he had come back and he's standing sideways in the road and said, "What's going on? Got a meeting tonight?" And I went, "Yeah, organizational at 6 and regular board meeting at 6:30. Okay, well, maybe I'll have time. Turn that horse probably frozen stiff because of the way it was trying to move. It's like,
yeah,
you've got a black horse and no lights or anything on it. Why the hell are you out at night?
He's beautiful.
So either he got hit going home or, well, you would have known. You would have been called. But if C was aiming that comment about him being the animal control officer, I got a phone call this morning too, trying to find out. And I said, well, all I can say is call our dog patrol officer. He might know an animal patrol officer.
Tom don't have one.
I know we don't have one, but C might know somebody.
Yeah, but there's nobody going to come into this town. They ain't getting paid for it.
No, that's true. But that pony was running loose this morning, and Meth Queen over there, it's her horse, her pony.
They were walking it down 22 this morning after that car accident we had. Little, like a miniature.
They were walking it down the road. Meth Queen was?
Oh, some guy. I don't know if I've ever seen him. We had a car, or a truck hit a tree over there by Aaron's driveway this morning. I'm standing there talking to the state trooper and ambulance, and all of a sudden this guy come up for it. Come from the town barnway. You got this little like miniature pony.
Yeah.
On a rope.
The only thing is that pony belonged over, you know.
Yeah, that was, I think that's where it does belong.
But the guy was taking it home?
No, he's coming toward town.
Oh, coming toward this way.
Toward Elmore, yeah.
If Paul called Kim and said if the horse was in front of Diane's, then he was old place.
Yeah.
Standing at the white line, and he said that the way it looked, it was probably contemplating which vehicle to stand out in front of.
Well, I've never seen the guy.
Should I commit suicide or not? Waiting for the bigger truck to come along.
I never seen the guy walking it.
There's so many people in and out of that meth over there. And I tell you, the neighbors across the road, Hutchinson, she come in with cash and paid her taxes already. And I'm thinking, boy, they must have a bunch of crop last fall. You know,
that's when they
had turn so many cars to turn around in my driveway. Mud says I gave up. I mean, we can't ever get down if we do our, you know, if we ever get a good snow. The snow is so packed down our driveway from cars backing around. Mm-hmm. He's so mad. I get home and he's sitting in his butter and he says, I thought you were another drug dealer or whatever picking up their drugs. And I'm like, excuse me? I'm pulling into the driveway. I'm not backing around.
I don't know.
He gave me that pack for the associate organization meeting that made copies for everybody. Burned out my motor in that the copier. So that my copier was down for a couple of days.
Yeah.
They had to order a part. Just a little 2x2 inch fan in the back of that copier. But he had to tear everything out of it to get to that. Like
for the fans on.
I should go get my phone.
Okay.
Show you a picture of my grandbaby.
Getting close for me.
Get my phone. Yeah. Locked it in my drawer. I don't have any pockets.
Baby?
Isn't that like good looking, Jamie?
Good looking kid.
Looks like Jamie.
Yeah. What did they name her?
Olivia Jo.
Grandma?
Yeah, Mima. Like Sheldon?
Yeah.
Mima's
great. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Good kid.
Yeah. But in the
really?
Yeah. On the 23rd. Well, when I picked up the taxes, I was out there. Of course, my dad's eyes closed the first time. Mm-hmm. So I said, keep them open. They look stoned. She slept all the time. She makes some. Of course, when she sleeps, she's sleeping on her father. She sits with her mouth open.
They're cute when they're that age. Just want to get bigger.
We just went out there on the way back Sunday. We're going back from the back of Gary's.
Yep.
He stopped in, and she was sleeping. He was holding her. And it's like, he was so possessed of it. It's like, I'm not even going to mess with you. I'd punch you in the forehead. So I said, no, we'll get her later. But she makes the noises. Ted went to the doctor's today.
Yeah, he said he was one.
And he wasn't sure if they were going to send him to the hospital or not. And his wife, Chris, the doctors said that if he has to go, he's going to New York City. And her company will pay for it.
Yeah.
So. Made a motion?
Me. All right.
Seconded?
Me. Rich. Me. Oh, Paul's back.
Who is?
Paul.
Oh. I'm like, Paul. I'm looking around. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Mike. Welcome back. Welcome to Be Back or something like that.
Okay, I just got a couple of old business and new business things, and we should be done. We had previously briefly talked about a townwide spring junk pickup. How do you want to proceed with that?
I think Ted would have to be here, wouldn't he?
Oh, because we would use the...
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah.
Okay.
Some of the other highway departments, what they do is they just get dumpsters and they put it up there to... You know, and let people bring it in. Or years ago, we went around with the loader and the dump truck, picked stuff up. But.
So one possibility is we just put dumpsters out at the town barn and people just bring stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Not garbage.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that? No, I mean, okay. Okay, so it wouldn't be that big of a deal, really.
No,
okay. Okay. And any other old business?
What are we going to, I know, Aaron, you've been going back and forth with the emails and stuff with the fire. Are we, is that guy going to pursue it?
Last I heard, you were going to call?
I did. I sent out email to you guys.
After all those emails you called it?
Oh, no. I didn't know what I was supposed to.
No, the adjuster is under the impression you were calling. I don't know where he got.
Oh, I didn't read that. I didn't see that.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I did call her. I talked to her.
Initially.
Yeah.
But you didn't talk to her yet.
No.
Okay. I just talked to him last Wednesday, and he thought you were talking to her again.
No.
I'll reach out to him.
And yeah. And it's getting close.
I've got the extension.
Yeah, but it's only what, February 3rd or 4th, something like that? Yeah, okay. I think that that's all I had for. Yeah.
Okay. Lonnie, anything? Okay, new business. We also briefly, I don't even know where we briefly talked about it, but it maybe might have been Aaron mentioned it to me.
The other night.
The solar.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Moratorium.
It doesn't mean you're banning them from your town. You're just putting a moratorium where they got to come in front of you and request it.
Yeah.
And how, what's the procedure to do that?
I don't know. I'd have to, I can do a little work on it.
Do you have the, like, in your job type of thing, is that easier for you to do?
Not really. I probably rely a lot on internet searches and calls.
Did you hear your name come up, Paul?
I thought I heard my name.
Yep.
And you're talking about a wind and solar moratorium?
Yes.
I can help you with examples of that. And the way you do a moratorium for that is you need to pass a local law, which means you need to follow the typical local law procedure. You have to adopt a local law, which means you have to advertise it and hold a public hearing and all, file it with Albany and all of that. But I can have Matt Johnson from Tug Hill get in touch with you, and he can talk to you about what the process looks like, and okay. He'll walk you through it.
Okay, that'd be helpful.
Yep, I'll have him do that.
Thank you. Because on the tail of talking about that, we got a letter from a company, TGA, out of New Bedford, Mass., but locally out of Liverpool. TGA Clean Energy is a clean energy developer who is looking to lease land for the purpose of building a ground-mounted solar system, solar farm. We have found that many towns have spare parcels of land that are not being used. And they offer a 25-year lease, and your yearly rent can range up to $30,000. You know, and it goes on and describes all this stuff. So if they're, this might specifically be to us, but they probably sent it to maybe anybody with a chunk of land.
Yeah.
So we may well be looking at, you know, these types of things coming at us. So might want to move fairly quickly on that if we can. Is that, Paul, in your experience, do you think that's something we could put in motion and be ready to go by the next meeting, or is it something that would take longer than that?
Oh, absolutely. The moratorium part is pretty straightforward. Developing the law itself is takes a little bit more time, but that's why you have the moratorium, is to buy yourself that time. You need to go through the issues more methodically. But the doing the moratorium to put things on hold for a certain period of time is pretty straightforward.
Okay.
And that could definitely be done at the next meeting or before that, if you wanted to have a special meeting for the public hearing for the local law.
Okay.
If you really wanted to get aggressive, you could do that.
Right. Right.
That's on hold right now, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. According to Lori Burrows, who's the business agent for AVW, they found out that National Grid doesn't own the lines by themselves. They're also partially owned by Brookfield.
Yeah.
And so they've stopped.
Yeah.
They're on hold. So that's a good thing for us, I guess. Okay, that was, and then the last, oh, I already sent you guys this. For the public service, they want some town representative to go to a webinar to help people manage energy costs. And the situation may be particularly hard during the COVID-19 pandemic. So if anybody's interested, you can do it. And then Herb had talked about this quarantine staying at 14 days, and his date was December 4th. Well, I got one on December 30th. that says the Oswego County Health Department and the New York State Department of Health continue to work together in the battle against coronavirus. And they have updated their guidance on quarantines. The new local guidance allows people to end quarantine after day 10 without testing, provided they have reported no symptoms of the virus for the entire time. They must continue to monitor their symptoms and strictly follow all COVID-19 protocols for the full 14 days. But, yes, yep, same. I just wanted to bring everybody up to date on that. Any other new business?
The roof starts next week?
Sorry?
The roof, that starts next week?
we're maybe not first, but we're right on the beginning.
That's old business, son of a gun.
What were you saying prior to
the quarantine? Oh, a public service. Yeah, they're offering a webinar tomorrow and again, January 20th. And they are inviting a representative from our staff to attend these virtual workshops regarding resources. Okay, if there's nothing else, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I did.
Rick, second.
I did.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, Aaron.
How's it going?
Good. How are you tonight? Good to see you.
So what has to happen for the moratorium?
Basically, you need to pass a local law. The town needs to pass a local law, and it states the reason you're doing it and the duration and all of that. And it's pretty that the imposing the moratorium part is pretty straightforward. You have a local law that you need to do the normal local law procedure. You make it available for the public to see a public hearing and file it with Albany. And then you got the free time you need to develop your local law, whatever controls you choose to impose.
Okay.
So pretty straightforward. And I'll have Matt Johnson get in touch with Mike and he can provide. We worked with other communities on doing this. So it's a well-trodden path.
Yeah, I think Parrish has one.
Parrish certainly does, and we helped Parrish with that one.
Constantia does too.
Constantia has one too, yep.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All righty, good to see you. Happy New Year.
You too.
Hey, Aaron, thanks. Okay, we're done. Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate it.
Happy to help.
Okay, I'm going to be in touch with you on this emergency preparedness thing too.
Okay. I'd be happy to help you on that. And like I said, I'll have Matt get in touch with you about the moratorium.
I've been wicked busy lately, so I've kind of, a few things have fallen by the wayside, but now I'm kind of caught up, so I should be able to move forward.
Very good.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you soon, Mike. Good to see you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.